You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
The crazy thing is, you never know who might be on the other end of this phone line.
Oh, I guess right? You're right.
I mean, Gigi Hadid, Shawn Mendes, you know. Guy Fieri's stunt double.
Okay, that one may be true.
You think he's risking getting grease on those designer shirts? Absolutely not. He's using a stunt double for all his high grilling.
I think we have different definitions of designer.
I'm just saying, anybody could be on the Masked Speaker, and we'd never know because we hide their real voice. One of our listeners is on the phone, ready to come clean about something from their past. They've chosen to use the fake name Charlotte. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte.
Are you sure this isn't Guy Fieri?
How are you feeling?
I'm a little nervous, but I'm actually curious what you guys think.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
someone our pressure. Someone really wants our opinion?
Wow.
Hey, okay.
Well, we're honored. Go ahead. I mean, lay it on us.
Okay. So, I did something to get something I wanted, and I never told anybody.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Can you be a little more specific?
Yeah. I was going to ask first, is it illegal what you did?
I just thought, well, it must feel good to get off your chest.
Yeah.
End of segment.
Rip the Band-Aid.
Tell us more. What's going on?
Okay, so I got married a year ago. I have a cat named Freckles that I've had before I got married.
Uh-huh. Now, hopefully that you've also disguised the name of your cat. Because your husband or wife may recognize the name.
Let's rename it Stripes.
Actually, I've already thought of that. Freckles is not the cat's real name.
Okay.
Oh, I like Freckles.
That'd be their dumbest mistake ever.
Now we have two mass speakers on this one.
Okay,
so cool. What's going on with you and Freckles?
Okay, so my husband is not a cat person. He's never really had animals, and so, you know, the worst thing for him is really the litter box. He's not used to that, or the smell or anything like that.
So did you guys not live together before you got married?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big adjustment.
Yeah, and, you know, we live in a small house, so there's really not a good place to put it. But I'm not getting rid of Freckles, of course. So, you know, we're just kind of dealing with it.
Okay. Well, that's a good compromise. You know, he's not thrilled, but he still understands how important Freckles is to you, your cat.
That's 99% of marriage is just dealing with it.
Yeah. So, amen, Jeffrey.
Good on you.
Anyway, so my birthday was coming up, and my husband asked me what I wanted for my birthday. Mm-hmm. So I told him I thought it would be a good idea if we got a new mattress. My back has been killing me, and I really would like one of those adjustable ones.
Oh, I got a
new
fancy.
Oh, adjustable. I got a new mattress a couple years ago. It's life-changing.
Yeah, that's a big present. That's awesome.
And what'd he say?
Of course. He said it's too expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
okay.
It can be for sure.
So you dumped him.
Okay.
No, but I was trying to come up with a way to get what I want, obviously. So I started coming home at lunchtime and putting the litter box in the bed.
Oh.
You put your cat's litter box in your bed?
Yeah, I mean, I would take up all the sheets and the covers, and I would put the litter box right in the middle of the bed.
Ew.
Whoa,
why? You know when cats use it, they, like, kick it all off.
I know, you have sand on your mattress.
But why?
What is that accomplishing for you?
All right, well, I thought it out, and I was training the cat, so I did this for a few weeks. And then I just eventually took away the box and put some litter on the bed, and Freckles had a little accident.
Oh, it got used to going potty the bed?
Ew. That is so gross.
Ew.
I mean, you want my opinion. I'm kind of, like, disgusted right now.
So
yeah, cat pee smells even when it's in the litter box.
Yeah, it did not smell good, I'll tell you that right now.
No kidding.
Wait, how long did you have to sleep in it?
Ew.
Oh, no, we got a mattress right away.
This, you plan to ruin your old mattress on purpose just so that your husband would buy you a new mattress for your birthday?
Exactly.
Wait, what did he say?
That's brilliant.
I actually kind of love that.
Does he hate the cat? I mean, he hates the cat now, right?
Well, like I said earlier, he isn't a cat person, so he didn't like the cat from the start anyway.
So he's already like, wait, stupid cat.
Isn't this going to backfire on you? Like, you just trained your cat to go to the bathroom on your bed, and now you have a new mattress.
Yeah, it's just going to keep going in the same spot.
Oh. Could just be the old mattress.
Well, in the meantime, because, you know, we got rid of that old mattress right away, we slept on an air mattress, so I was able to retrain the cat, and we shouldn't have a problem.
Wow. So you put the litter box back. Oh, wow.
This is so weirdly sneaky.
It's good sneaky.
It isn't, though.
She
like,
got what
I
she
mean,
wanted.
Yeah, I want to do this. I want to grab a cat in here, get a new mic for the studio. I mean,
marriage is about, like, honesty and compromise boring. And all that boring stuff. I know, but, like... You know, also like budgeting for a household, and your husband thought that you guys couldn't afford it.
He is right. We really couldn't afford it.
Oh.
But, you know, we were able to make it work, and now in a few months, I have plans to do the couch.
What do you mean, do the couch?
Get a new couch?
You know, train the cat so we can get a new couch.
Oh my God, this is the new thing.
You are going to wake up in the morning with a murdered cat if you keep this
up. Your husband definitely has plans to get a brand new cat or just add a dog to the mix.
Don't knock it until you try it. I mean, I'm thinking about knocking over the TV and blaming the cat.
Okay.
Everything.
Maybe if you train the cat to go on your husband, then you can get a new husband too. That's richer and can actually afford all this
stuff.
That's
a good idea.
But anyway.
Wow. Disturbing.
You want our opinions? I don't think we have to say it.
I don't think you want my opinion.
You're not going to get a lot of approval from this room, but text into 78592. Listeners, tell us what you think. And also, if you have a confession that you'd like to share on the air, we'll disguise your voice so you can be the next mass speaker.
Yes.
Your phone tap's coming up next.